After a summer when many Americans were wearied by threats of another baseball strike, even sports commentator Frank DeFord needs a departure from it all. His new novel, An American Summer, is about a friendship between a teenage boy and a young woman with polio.
People think of me as old grouch and curmudgeon and all that sort of thing, but this is the tender side of Frank DeFord, and also the nostalgic side of Frank DeFord.
It is a coming-of-age book. Your protagonist is 14 years old.
And he was a little bit of me, because it takes place in the middle 50s when I was that age, and so there are parts of me that are grafted onto Christy Bannister. And he's lucky enough, because he's looking for friends and doesn't have any, to encounter a young woman who's in an iron lung. This is 1954, the last year of polio, and Christy and Catherine Slade, this adolescent boy and this young woman in an iron lung, develop what really amounts to a love affair.
Young people today don't know what an iron lung is, but this was the very symbol of childhood in the early 50s. I was 7 in 1954.
The capriciousness of polio made it even more fearful. You didn't know when it was going to attack or who it was going to attack. Movie theaters were closed, swimming pools were closed. They even for a while stopped the draft induction because they didn't want young men coming together. And yet then Dr. Salk's vaccine, bingo, it went off the horizon. It's really an extraordinary American story that it had such a happy ending, except for the poor people who were still left paralyzed, like Catherine Slade in my book.
She's 23, Christy's 14. She becomes his swimming coach, his mentor, actually.
Yeah, I think what the story does is that she sort of guides him in his coming of age and the things that he encounters in his family, problems and some harsh realities. And at the same time, he gives purpose to her life. It's a wonderful trade-off. And I don't know if there's ever been a coming of age story quite like this before. Usually it's, you know, the boy finds the little girl and they're groping together in the back seat and all that sort of thing. And this is an entirely different experience, the young man with the older crippled woman.
What does this do for you, writing novels, getting away from sports journalism?
That's what it does. It gets me away from sports. It gets me out of locker rooms with naked men and talking about X's and O's and who's going to win the game, and gets me into a much different world. And not to be facetious, but I think it probably helps my sports journalism because it is a break. And I think when I come back to sports then, maybe I come back with a little more enthusiasm than I normally would if I'd gotten just old jaded.
So you've solved all of sports problems now, until the next Masters tournament.
Oh, yes.
Augusta National's going to drop corporate sponsorship of the Masters.
Anything to keep women out. I just don't think they can continue this. And I've also got to believe that Hootie Johnson, which is the name of the guy who runs the Masters, I can't believe that all of the members are marching in lockstep with him. I think there would be an awful lot of these guys who are very embarrassed by what's going on, and I got to think that there's going to be a certain amount of internal pressure, and the trick right now is to find a way out, a way to save face.
Having only recently discovered baseball, the International Olympic Committee wants to forget it discovered it.
I think there's a tremendous justification for paring down the Olympics. They've gotten too gargantuan, and there are a lot of sports that might be chosen to go, but to knock out baseball and softball, which are basically American and Asian games, tells us exactly what the order of business here is. You know, get the Americans and leave in our own sweet sports. They want to bring rugby in. You know, rugby's a fine game, but I don't think you should knock out baseball to bring in rugby just because it's a European game.
And when's the last time you got a lecture from a soccer fan?
Oh, Bob, every day. Barely a day goes. If the sun comes up, there's going to be a soccer fan that's going to attack me. And, you know, it's not that I don't like soccer. I mean, I don't like soccer, quite frankly, but that's not the issue. What I try to do, Bob, in my own understated way, is try to explain why it is that Americans don't like soccer. Now, we know that. That's a given. Americans don't like soccer. So there's got to be a reason for it. We don't like people kicking the ball. We prefer people doing things with their hands, which God gave us to separate us from the beast of the field, Bob. You know, we do everything else with our hands except play soccer. And we just don't buy into that. And maybe that's why we're number one in the world. I mean, there's got to be a reason why we're a superpower, and I think that's as good a justification as any other.
Commentator Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.